"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com. Welcome, everybody. We're going to get an update now on the big story from last week. A man by the name of Nicholas Gutierrez of Diamond Bar drove his SUV into a group of jogging police recruits in an area of Whittier. He struck 25 of them, and several of them, four of them still remain in critical condition. One apparently has taken even a further turn for the worst. The other development in that story that we're going to get to deals with the fact that it looks like the man behind the wheel and his family have done an interview with NBC4 where he's claiming that he was asleep. It was not a deliberate act. Well, let's bring on Steve Gregory.
First of all, the deputy. Yeah. What happened that caused his condition to be?
They're not telling us that, because that's all protected under HIPAA. It's just that he was in Alejandro Martinez is his name. The sheriff's department did release the name, and he was one of the ones that was the most severely injured, and they just said his condition had deteriorated and he was going backwards, and that he was in what they considered grave condition, which is pretty bad.
That's the last stop.
That's pretty much the last stop. So,
yeah. I'm assuming head injury here.
That's what, based on the way it was explained to me, I think it's the one with the brain injury.
Yeah,
at UC Irvine. That's the way it was explained to me. I'm putting that together. I don't have that confirmed. I'm just saying that that's based on what people have been telling me, that seems to be the person that they're most concerned with.
All right. What's this explanation from the lawyer? There's an interview that's going to run later on Channel 4 from the driver.
Did you see the promos for that? Colleen Williams is doing the big interview tonight. I don't know if you have you seen any of the promo clips?
No, I haven't.
No, we have a promo clip, but we don't have the video with it, just the audio to play. Well, why don't we play it, and then we'll talk about it here.
Nicholas, how often do you think about that day and sort of replay it in your mind?
Since the second happened, it's just, I've been living it like I woke up in a nightmare. It's the same. I didn't intentionally do it. I wish it never happened. I feel I feel bad it happened.
As a mom, you never want to see your children go through this. Never.
Now, the attorney also mentioned that the injuries on Nicholas's face are not from the accident itself, but rather as a result of him being detained at the scene. We have reached out to the sheriff's department for comment. We're still waiting to hear back from them. Now, the family also pointed out that Nicholas grew up in a law enforcement family. A lot of his relatives, his aunts, his uncles, and his own father are members of several branches of local law enforcement here in the L.A. area, the CHP, the sheriff's department, LAPD, and his dad is a corrections officer. And we also want to point out that even if he did not intentionally do this, we know that he could face criminal charges because of the severity of the injuries and, of course, the magnitude of the crash.
Okay.
He apparently has a job as an electrical engineer for a solar panel company.
Yeah. And I guess that the narrative right now is that he was either headed to work, he was very tired, and that he fell asleep. So I guess we'll wait to see more of the explanation in the interview tonight. So I'm very interested to see, but it's also, you know, let's be honest here. There's an attorney involved, so I know that there's, you know, a bit of coaching involved here.
Right. So, whenever you're on defense, you have to put out your story.
And I got to be honest with you, I was with some colleagues of mine today, and we were pretty surprised, even under the tutelage of an attorney, that this young man's coming out to speak so quickly after this has happened. So I'll be watching and listening tonight, like most others, and I'll be very curious on how it shapes up. But I do know that the Sheriff's Department is working on the case, and they are still, you know, just as of me talking with some officials in the last few hours, they say basically the threshold is that they wanted to make sure they are still comfortable and confident in the evidence they have, but they want to make sure they have it beyond reasonable doubt.
Fina, wait, you came on our show. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well,
I think that's the first time I've ever heard that happen.
It's usually he that says, you go ahead, because he can talk louder. Well, I just wanted to point out in that little clip we played, that was Colleen Williams. She's thinking that
right.
She was interviewing the mother was there with her son, Nicholas Gutierrez. Did you notice that they pointed out in the report that went with it that the injuries on his face, you've seen the pictures of him,
yes,
right?
Yes, that it was not from the accident.
Not from the accident. They pummeled him.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to claim, that those recruits must have pummeled him at the scene.
Yeah,
you can imagine they'd be pretty emotionally worked up if everybody, all those guys that were hit. Yeah,
I don't know how that's going to be defended one way or another, how that's going to be proven one way or another. There's the footage on scene, but I don't know how far that footage goes. That footage now, I think everyone has seen of the SUV, the small SUV that goes up to the crowd, but the TV stations won't show the complete version of it.
You've seen the unedited version.
I saw the unedited version this morning. And it's highly disturbing. It is just it's surreal, because when that vehicle on the video, it shows no evidence of slowing down, and it just goes right into that crowd of people, and all you see is bodies flying, and you just see bodies going everywhere, and then all of a sudden you see it hit this pole, and then you see the pole go over, and then you just see chaos, absolute chaos, and it was just so surreal. It's like a bowling ball with bowling pins. That's exactly what I thought.
He is driving on the wrong side of the
road,
right?
Yep.
Does the video give an indication how long he was driving along?
No, because of the frame that you see, you see a couple other cars come by on the proper or the right side of the road, and then all of a sudden you see this just out of nowhere coming up on the top of the screen where the platoon is jogging. You just see that SUV just come right into the crowd.
And where's that video from? Whose camera was that?
It was a homeowner.
Oh, that's the backyard video.
Yep.
Yeah, John, you've seen that.
You saw that.
No, I saw the video. Yeah,
right.
I didn't know who.
It was a homeowner's backyard video.
Yeah, we were wondering if there was another video we haven't seen, but that's the only one.
And I guess this guy I heard had shopped it around, and so he sold it to the highest bidder, basically.
Oh, is that right?
There's money in that. Villanueva came out on our show, and I imagine other places, and said very definitively that it was intentional. Obviously, the lawyer and that little clip we played of the driver, they're insisting it isn't. It's the most benign explanation, not even drunk, under any kind of influence, just simply fell asleep.
Right.
How is Villanueva so sure?
Again, I've not spoken to him directly about it, but some of the others I've spoken with that have knowledge of the case have told me that it's based, it starts from witnesses on scene, i.e. the actual recruits, what they heard, what they saw, combined with the interview they did with Nicholas Gutierrez, combined with the videos that they've been seeing, that all added up in their opinion, their investigative opinion, that all added up to intent.
Has anyone said we saw him on the other side of the road and then the car drifted or swerved? because the video indicates him driving in a straight line, you know, at a pretty good clip. And I wondered how he got there.
That's a great question.
Like if he fell asleep and swerved or drifted,
right.
Why didn't he keep going and jump the curb?
And what I wanted to know was at what point, how far back?
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to figure out the distance between point of impact to out of the frame and how far down, and whether he turned onto a road or he was on that road the whole time, whether he came from a side street. I don't know. But I will tell you the answer to your question is we won't know, because that's going to be a very important part of the investigation. That'll go to intent. How soon did he swerve or veer over into the lane, whether intentional or not? How soon did he do that and for how long? And remember, there were people on scene that said they heard the vehicle accelerate.
Right.
Yeah. Then there were at least two different witness accounts that I had been told about where they said that when they got to the vehicle, his foot was still on the accelerator.
Yeah.
After point of impact. I mean, after it came to rest at that light pole. So yeah,
they made it sound like they had to fight him to get his foot off the accelerator. That's one of the first stories we heard.
Like I said, I think a lot of this is going to boil down to the initial few, I mean, the couple first minutes of contact with him. I think it's going to be really key to how this is going to be prosecuted.
He told Channel 4, this is the driver, Gutierrez, that he was following turn-by-turn directions on a mapping app on his cell phone, and he was unfamiliar with the route he was taking to a job.
Wow.
And I still don't know how that explains you're on the wrong side of the road.
And he falls asleep while he's trying to find a route. I mean,
right.
Usually that keeps you awake. It might be a trip and you fall asleep in.
Through discovery or subpoena, they're going to be able to on his phone whether or not he was doing that.
All right, here's the thing. And then the next paragraph, right? What did I just say? A route he was unfamiliar with. Next paragraph said, working as an electrician, installing solar panels, he took the same route he travels every day. Well, which is it? You travel it every day or unfamiliar with it? Because they said they repeatedly have interviewed him and his story has been consistent, but that's not consistent there. He says, I fell asleep. I woke up to the sound of the recruits banging on the windows.
It sounded to me like he had to go to a job, which is a job site they may not have been to before, to work on the solar panels. But yeah, that makes sense if it's a route he takes every day.
Well, we're going to get to hear his side of the story tonight. And then I'm sure you'll have it all cut up for tomorrow. And then I will be interested to see how soon the prosecutors will be convinced that they have enough and he'll be rearrested.
All right. One final note. Alejandro Martinez, who Steve mentioned, is in critical condition and he's been downgraded to grave condition. Villanueva swore him in as a full deputy yesterday. Isn't that nice?
Oh, wow. Well, then that means he'll get benefits and stuff.
Oh.
So he must have been one of the sheriff's recruits, because the other recruits were from Bell, Glendale, and Pasadena.
Right.
So he must have been one of the sheriff's recruits, so that's good.
All right.
Yeah,
good
Sheriff's Academy, class 6464. All right, we got more coming up. Thanks, Steve.
You got it, guys.
John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeart Radio app. And we welcome back our sickly vegan to the John and Ken show.
Sickly vegan is just entering her studio now.
Oh, okay.
And she's putting on her headphones. Hello, sickly vegan.
I'm feeling much better. Thank you for asking.
You went down for the count.
Yeah, but you know, I was telling John, I stayed in bed pretty much all day Friday. And by Friday night, I was feeling much better.
No COVID test?
No, I did not, because I didn't feel that I had not. Well, I haven't had COVID yet, but it didn't progress. And so I said to myself, OK, if I'm still feeling crappy Saturday, I will test. And I wasn't. So my throat felt a lot better. I mean, I'm still a little congested. I don't know if you could hear it, but you know, I still have the gook going down my throat. But no, I'm feeling much better. I think it's because of my healthy diet.
Oh, there it is. Avocado and kale.
That's right. That I only battled a cold for 24 hours.
Right.
That's my guess.
You frightened the virus out of the system. It's swimming around in there. It's just running into kale molecules and avocado molecules. It's like, I don't want to be here.
Oh, and I had this great on Friday night because I wasn't feeling horrible. I was feeling a little better, but I needed some soup, and I wasn't going to have chicken soup. So I had this great vegan ramen. Oh, it was delicious.
That sounds like
it's made with coconut milk, I believe.
That sounds like non-food.
Oh, it was so good. It had vegetables and noodles.
Anti-food.
It was wonderful. And
sounds hardy, yeah.
Yeah, well, it was very hardy. You took out
Eric, our board operator.
I know.
He's sick and he's out too.
He went down last night. He texted us that he's not going to make it in. So did you have anybody in your household sick?
Nope.
So you're not a super spreader.
I'm not a super spreader, no. And I was a little worried because we're having Thanksgiving at my house. And so I thought, no. So I willed the sickness out of my body.
Now, wait a minute. What's this meal going to look like?
Well, I'm not, you know what? I'm only eating vegetables, so I'm not in charge of it. I'm not eating turkey. So it's going to be a traditional Thanksgiving.
Somebody's making turkey, but it's not you?
Absolutely.
It's going to be leaves and sticks. And
no,
can you even
daffodils.
Be in the kitchen, or do you have to run somewhere else while the turkey's cooking?
I'm not going to be.
It's too much
I'm
for your vegan sentiment.
Do you eat in a separate room?
No, I don't.
Well, people are carving up the turkey right in front of you there.
I know. I won't be watching that. I'll be enjoying my vegetables and a vegan dessert that my husband is making me.
All right.
Yeah. Would you really freak out, though, if you ate some piece of meat by
mistake?
Yeah,
I would. Yeah, I have before, and it really grosses me out. It really messes me up for the rest of the day when that has happened. It really does. It screws up my whole psyche. I can't stand it.
Got to swallow sage.
I really do.
Get his bad spirits out.
I need to. It, fortunately, it hasn't happened in a long time, but it has happened, and it just grosses me out. It really does.
It's really traumatic.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Some people have sued over this if they've gone to like fast food places and they're told that they're getting some sort of vegetarian or vegan.
Well, when I've gone to a restaurant,
they freak out, they sue, they.
I haven't done that, Ken, but when I have found meat in, say, pasta, and I've chewed on it, and then
Do you demand a rundown of all the lesser ingredients?
No, I don't.
To make sure there's no butter in it, or
no, I do. Well, I do say, can you make sure that this is dairy free? But I can't tell you how many restaurants I've gone to where I'll say, look, I'm vegan. I'll even say I'm allergic to dairy because I kind of am. And I'll say, can you make sure no dairy? Oh, yeah. No dairy.
They're
you
lying.
Sure? You sure? Yes. I go back to the same restaurant a week later and I get a different waiter or waitress and ask the same question. My husband rolls his eyes because he can't believe I'm doing that. And I get a different answer. Oh, no, it is made with butter. Really? Oh, okay.
Yes,
wait
no.
a second. That's why I repeat myself.
Well, you know, you're getting more and more attention from restaurants out there. Because
you're a lot of fun going out to dinner, huh?
I am. Yeah.
I go to a place occasionally, never hear of, they cook it on a wok.
Yes.
So you can go up and pick your vegetables and meats, and then they cook it on a wok in front of you. It's really quick and easy. It's usually pretty good. But they have a sign now that if you're a vegetarian vegan, and you, because the wok foods go around, the person in front of you's dish will be cooked as yours is being. Yeah, so they will stop and they will clean the whole grill for you and then cook your food.
Oh, I need to get the name of that place. That's awesome.
So I'd put up a sign that says, if you're a vegetarian vegan, go home.
Why? Then you're going to lose
your
business.
Don't aggravate us.
Some people are nice.
When we come back, well, we have another story on Mayor Yoga Pants. Mayor Eric Garcetti, who'll be out of office in just a couple of weeks, finally, thank God, is supposed to now be the ambassador to India. Well, one person in the story we're about to update you with calls Garcetti a house that's been on the market too long. And there must be something wrong with it. It was a Democratic staffer who said this. We'll talk about this.
I love that line.
Coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640 live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app. Well, now for an update over the man that has presided over the crash of Los Angeles these last 9 years, none other than Eric Garcetti, our Rhodes Scholar, who will finally move on from this position in early December when I guess Karen Bath takes the oath and replaces him as mayor.
Did you call her Karen Bath?
No, I said Bass.
Oh, okay.
He's supposed to be ambassador to India, but the nomination has been held up. Now, will there be a vote soon? Well, you know, the El Segundo Times did its reporting and says the problem is that they've got to deal with the debt ceiling. It's a very short session coming up. The Garcetti vote could be put off till next year, so which means he will have nothing. Well, for at least a month or two.
You know, it's fascinating that the Times keeps covering this story. And it's like they're still trying to create some kind of a groundswell here, you know, some kind of momentum. By keeping
as if
the
there's
story
a whole
active.
Lot of Garcetti fans wondering.
Yeah. Nobody is calling the LA Times.
What's happening with the nomination? Shouldn't they have voted on it by now?
Right. Right. There's nobody calling and lobbying the writers or the editors to say, hey, what's the latest on Garcetti? Is he going to India? Not one voter is calling. I don't think anybody in the Democratic Party is calling, right?
We only update the story because we think it's funny that this guy's left hanging.
Oh, it is funny.
See, he deserves it. And, you should see the quotes in the story from him. But I wanted to read this. A staffer for one Democratic senator agreed that Garcetti's path to approval appears murky, with his boss remaining on the fence about the Garcetti nomination and not anxious for the matter to come to a vote. Quote, said the staffer, who asked to remain anonymous, because of the sensitivity of the nomination process, it's very analogous to when a house has been on the market for 2 years. You say to yourself, there must be something wrong with this house. I just don't see an upside for anyone pushing this vote ahead.
Because
that's pretty damning, isn't it?
Because the stories involving Rick Jacobs are gross and disgusting, and behind every story is three more stories that didn't make the newspaper or didn't make an affidavit. And everybody knows this, that whenever these sexual scandals break out, you're just hearing a fraction of what went on. And a fraction of the number of conversations that Garcetti witnessed or the number of times he was told. And so the politicians know
this.
It's
not credible that Garcetti did not know about this.
No,
it's barely credible that he never saw this. That's really the bottom line here.
Yeah. It's just impossible. Everybody knows it's impossible. And what they're afraid of is that more stuff is going to come out.
Well, did you see there's two new people?
Yes.
Chuck Grassley is the Republican senator that's been looking into this that called a halt in the nomination process. By the way, Garcetti was confirmed by a committee of the Senate, but the full Senate vote never happened. And he said two new individuals who have alleged inappropriate behavior by Jacobs have surfaced. One of the men, a longtime civic activist, said that he spoke last week to two Grassley staffers, telling them that Jacobs greeted him on at least 8 occasions in an inappropriate way, forcibly kissing him on the mouth while he usually grabbed his buttocks. Mm. Well, that's a way to have a morning.
It's like, hi, how you doing? Hey,
wow.
Can you get your hands out of there? The activist said he met with Jacobs on municipal business and at holiday parties that Jacobs had at his house. Man, what went on there? In the last of the instances, Jacobs squeezed his buttocks while he met the Garcetti aide at his city hall office.
Yeah, he was at Jacobs' office in city hall.
Oh, right. Jacobs. Yeah, it was confusing the way they wrote.
Office.
All right, so he went to Jacobs' office at City Hall, and he got the cheek squeezed.
He got it, too. He got it at holiday parties usually, but at least one occasion at the office. All the other unwelcome greetings happened before Jacobs joined the mayor's office, the man said. He said he didn't recall an instance when Garcetti witnessed the conduct. He said he told his wife about the encounters. She confirmed in a separate interview that her husband complained about Jacobs.
He's a Democratic Party operative. Didn't want to be identified because he feared Garcetti or his allies might disparage him.
Oh, that's what's going on.
In the insular political circles of Los Angeles.
That's why a lot of these people in the inner city hall office of Garcetti have not come forward. They fear for their future.
This was the killer line to me. He said he never complained to Garcetti or his aides for the same reason, because he worried that he would appear homophobic. And this is how nuts the world has gotten. You go into a guy's office, he kisses you on the mouth, grabs your butt cheeks, and you're afraid that you're going to appear homophobic. No, it's that behavior is revolting unless you want it.
This man also said that he believes Jacob's behavior was so brazen and so routine, he thought Garcetti must have known about it. He has no firsthand knowledge of Garcetti being there when, obviously, Jacobs did this, but he believes, just like we just said, he must have known about it. It was the talk of the office.
Yeah, so more people are coming out. You know, Grassley got these two and their stories just last week.
Yeah.
So, you know, of course there's more. And there's going to be more people. You know how many people went to Rick Jacobs? Rick Jacobs was the fixer in the Garcetti administration. He handled all kinds of political issues, all the incoming, right? And he did a lot of behind-the-scenes work, a lot of fundraising. You know, somebody's got to steer the political ship while Garcetti did whatever he did in running the city.
Yeah, so, into the ground. Yeah,
right, because there were big plans for him to run for president. It's the only reason he ran for mayor was to become president. Obviously, he ended up with zero interest in being mayor. And when it's clear he was never going to be president, especially after this scandal, that's why he just completely withdrew. And hasn't done a damn thing in what, a year?
And here is the quote I wanted to read that makes Garcetti to me look like Nixon. Well, he said the subject of the sex harassment allegations has not dominated his many Zoom, phone, and in-person meetings with senators. It's been clear, I think. I think the evidence is crystal clear, too.
Yeah.
Said he did not know about Jacob's purported misbehavior. The conversations with senators revolve around India and the strategic moment that we're living through and my qualifications. I haven't had a single conversation that hasn't ended positively. I doubt you're really having any with senators. I really doubt that.
No.
There's one or two. And Connecticut senator that's been pushing for Garcetti. That's about it.
And they'll give you the happy talk. If you do have a conversation, of course, they'll give you the happy talk, but you don't see any of them going public and saying, we must approve Garcetti's ambassadorship now. Nobody is. Notice nobody's trying. Nobody's creating any public movement for this. They're all hoping it goes away. Now, why Biden doesn't quietly give up, I don't know. But again, we don't know what he's aware of.
Garcetti said he spoke to the president, too. The president spoke to me personally. He said, let's get this done. Let's get you over there.
What is
that? Now, I like this part. Taylor Foy, who's a representative for the Senator Chuck Grassley, said the two additional accounts of Jacob's behavior raise more questions about the accuracy of a report commissioned by the city attorney's office and completed by an attorney named Leslie Ellis that found Garcetti, Jacobs, and others had done nothing wrong.
Jacobs had done nothing wrong?
Yes, remember that was that internal whitewash report? We talked about it last summer.
And there was a load of lies.
It was a load of lies. Not even Jacobs did anything wrong.
Jacobs did nothing wrong? See,
it was
that,
something to the effect that people were misinterpreting or imagining.
Right,
I remember the exact wording, but
you grab a guy by the buttocks. How is he supposed to interpret that? I don't think I've ever been grabbed by the buttocks by a guy.
Not even after you hit a home run?
There weren't a lot of home runs.
The butt slap?
And I was 11, so we didn't do that.
Garcetti's parents, Gil and Suki, continue to pay a lobbying firm to push for their son's nomination.
Well,
McGuire Woods is reported receiving $60,000 for the work.
$60,000? Where did Gil Garcetti get that money from?
He does photographs. I don't know. He is a photographer, but I don't know if he sells.
There's a lot of photographers.
Well, I'm sure he got a pension.
A pension for that wonderful district attorney job he did?
I know, he did a fine job, too. Yeah, right. Asked if he does not get approved for his move to India, does Garcetti have a backup plan? No, I plan on getting confirmed.
He's really one of the saddest guys.
He lives in a strange world of denial.
Yeah, he does. He does. He's done nothing except allowed the city to go to ruins. I mean, there's zero accomplishments.
That's putting it mildly. It's gone to ruin.
It's just, this is like Rome. Soon we're gonna have tourists walking through here to look at the ruins of Los Angeles.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, we'll give you an update on what we now know. I mean, a couple of new developments in the murders of those Idaho college students. A real mystery. Four of them were killed in a home that three of them lived in the early morning hours. And then we learned that two roommates were there too, but they were not stabbed. They survived, and they don't believe they're suspects in the case, but there's been a few things to talk about. We'll get to it. It's a very, very strange case. It's really upsetting the entire community of Moscow, Idaho. We'll also talk about Governor Dippity Doo. He's changed his mind on the homeless funding after saying just a couple of weeks ago that he had rejected all the homeless plans that local cities and counties submitted to the state to try to cut
so
back
now
on their homeless problem.
He's going to keep funding all the failed homeless programs.
He met with them Friday and he just said, for now we'll give you the money and then we'll take a look at it again in a year.
Go out and fail. Go out and create more homeless.
All right, we'll get to all of that coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. Since our animal lady's back, we have a tale to tell with a real warning, particularly depending on where you live. if you are in an area where it's possible that mountain lions roam, you have to be very careful when you walk your little dog, because in the Hollywood Hills, Friday evening, a man was walking a 9-year-old dog. It was a Chihuahua mix named Piper. She was leashed, walking behind the dog walker, and guess what pounced out of the nearby woods there? A mountain lion, and quickly snatched the little dog and took off. There was actually video.
There's video of everything.
Yeah, well, it's near the Hollywood Reservoir, so I guess there's cameras there since it's a facility that they run.
And you can actually see the mountain lion.
Oh.
Near Creston and Durand Avenue shows a large collared mountain lion emerging from the brush, creeping along the road, and then crouching as he sees the small walking party. So I've told you this, I've seen cats do this sometimes in the early morning hours. They're crouched down watching me go by because they're in that hunting mode.
My cat does that.
Oh, yeah, that's
she hides innate. Like around a corner. And, well, I mean, there's nothing to pounce on. Although
no, but it's just a position.
Right. It's like military maneuvers, right? They go through the routines, rehearsals.
Right. It's kind of some sort of training.
Yeah.
Or maybe they did hear something briefly that gets their interest and they get down in the crouch, whether it's something that they want to attack or they want to get away from a possible attacker.
Sometimes she jumps the dog just for sport.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
They sometimes
claws out or just...
Do a hiss. Like that.
Yeah, just trying to stay in practice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In case the big day comes, she has to go into action.
She's always ready for a fight.
Seconds later, the recording shows the mountain lion pounce from behind and rest the little dog backwards.
Now,
the dog walker, who wanted to remain anonymous, said, "I felt the tug and I heard Piper squeal."
Oh, no.
He said it was like a 2 or 3 second struggle. He had Piper in his mouth. Mountain lion didn't growl at all. Didn't even hear him. I never had a chance to save the dog.
Just ran off and had dinner.
You cannot have your little dog walking behind you. You can't. I have my dogs always walking in front of me.
I do, too. I always have the dog in front of me.
Yeah.
John, you took a precaution, or that's just the way it works?
No, I just, well, because...
Because sometimes the dogs walk the owner because they just go running.
No, because he's a jumpy dog, and I got to make sure he doesn't run in front of a bike or a car or... He likes to challenge other dogs along the way. Like yesterday afternoon, there were 4 dog fights between my dog and other dogs. I mean, barking fights. But if I'd let go of him, it would be a physical fight. He's nuts.
How come some dogs like to play and tussle? Other dogs like to just be nasty and aggressive like yours.
Certain people you like and certain people you don't? I think that's just what
it
is.
The Cobalt dog is not liked by them.
No, I mean, I understand. You know, he just doesn't like most other dogs.
And it's territorial, too. Even if they're walking outside, they just feel like this is my territory.
I've got to keep him in front of me because he'll find a way to wheedle under like a wire or mesh fence and then get in the other dog's face, but be on the other side of the fence. And then, you know, there could be blood. So they have identified the mountain lion, though.
They believe it's, it says no one has positively identified, but it's likely P22. It's an 11-year-old who hangs out in Griffith Park. They trapped him 10 years ago, fastened on the radio tracking collar, and they give him the names P. I guess that's P for Puma. I don't know. P, this one's 22.
Right.
Widely known in the area. Periodically spotted on home security cameras or showing up in people's driveways, like he did last month in Los Feliz.
Probably a good food supply nearby.
Piper's owner, Daniel Jimenez, is devastated at the loss of the little Chihuahua. They adopted it in 2014. She was the sweetest dog. Mm. And when they told him by text, he thought it was a joke. The text read, "The mountain lion attacked and took your dog, killed your dog." Turns out it was real and we were just shocked.
Yeah, I had the decency to call.
Yeah, you should inform somebody.
People even text when their dog...
I'm guessing the dog walker did this to tell him.
That's rude. Yeah, good job doing the dog walk there.
And he said it turned out that text was real and we were just shocked.
Yeah. Number one rule for a dog walker, don't let the dog get eaten.
And they're saying if you have a small dog and you're in these areas where it's possible there's a mountain lion, please do not be out there from dusk till dawn. That's their hunting time. Like I told you, they're more nocturnal.
Yeah, well,
and they get hungry.
We had that
dinner.
That mountain lion running around a half mile from my house, remember?
Oh, so, that's right. The exciting Cobalt neighborhood story,
yeah,
right?
So, well, I have to be on alert.
You have to.
Well, you could grab bring a taser, make some noise.
Your dog would fight the mountain lion from what it sounds like.
He would. He absolutely would fight the mountain lion. Because the bigger the dog, the more my dog wants to fight. And I'm just shaking my head. It's like, you're not very bright, are you? What are you going to do?
All right, coming up next, old Gavin Newsom caved in after only a week or two. He is going to give all the towns and cities their homeless funding.
Wow, what a tough guy.
He met with them on Friday and then quickly decided, sure, you could have the money. More coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
And Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.